Sir, good to see you again. You outlined your priorities before this session. Is the Florida legislature on the same page?
Look, as you know, what I care about is a $2,500 pay raise for all of our classroom teachers. They've done a great job. We're now number six in education quality, according to Education Week in the country, our school system is. Our teachers are the most effective teachers in the country, according to the National Council of Teacher Quality. And if you look at international surveys of our students, our fourth graders are number two in the world in reading. So that's one priority. The second priority is I like to have more manufacturing jobs in the state. So I want to get rid of the sales tax on manufacturing equipment. So we have more manufacturing jobs. These companies, when they do that, they invest big dollars, and those jobs stay here.
You ran 3 years ago against Obamacare, yet recently changed your mind on accepting the federal Medicaid expansion as part of the Affordable Care Act, saying it was the right thing to do. So far, though, the legislature doesn't seem to feel the same way. What do you think will happen, and are you confident that the million-plus uninsured in the state will be able to get health care coverage?
Sure. As you know, I believe there's a better way of making sure that all citizens have access to quality health care than the president's law, but it passed. The Supreme Court upheld it. Mitt Romney lost the presidential race, and he was going to repeal it, so it's a law of the land. So what I did is, right after the election, I sat down with the Secretary of HHS and the head of Medicare and Medicaid and said, look, we have two waivers we've been waiting for to improve our existing Medicaid program, the program for those that can't afford their health care. I was able to get those done in February, and when I got the second one done, what I said is, based on that waiver, based on the flexibility the federal government's proposing, I can't in good conscience say, well, we all pay the taxes for the president's health care law, and we're going to pay 100% of it. I can't in good conscience say for those that don't have access to health care that they're not going to get it.
You changed your mind on Medicaid expansion. You're also adamant about putting money back into education after cutting it a couple of years ago in the legislature. Does it signal a left turn for you in an effort to broaden your base?
Well, as you know, I ran my race on two primary issues. One, I like to make sure every Floridian that wants a job has access to a job. And as you know, we've had big progress. We've gone from losing 800,000 jobs in 4 years to gaining almost 300,000 jobs, from unemployment tripling to having the second biggest drop in unemployment. So that's what I ran on. The other thing I ran on is education. I lived growing up with my parents struggled to have jobs. My dad has car repossessed. I've had all those struggles in my life. I know that education system is very important to live the American dream. So my first year, I walked in with a $3.7 billion budget deficit. So I made the tough choices. Now we're making smart choices. Last year, I proposed and the legislature went along with increasing K-12 $1 billion. This year, I want to do another $1 billion increase in K-12 funding. And as part of that, our classroom teachers need a $2,500 pay raise.
Polls, though, still show you very unpopular. Recently, we had Quinnipiac saying 32% say you don't deserve a second term. Your approval rating's at 38%. Though most of those respondents are disapproving of your job performance, they like the policy initiatives. The proposal to give public school teachers a raise has overwhelming support. Your backing of expanding Medicaid has support as well. So what's going on? Is the message not getting out there? Is it a message issue?
There seems to be a poll every day. There's a poll that came out yesterday where my approval is 47%. So there's a poll every day that you can pick which one you like. But the truth is, the poll that matters is November 2014. And what Floridians are going to say is, did Governor Scott do what he said he was going to do? Is our economy better? It is. It's working. Is our education system better? It is. It's working.
Now, have you changed as a politician or a person in these past 2 years? What have you learned after coming into the job as a neophyte?
Well, I'm a business guy, and I know that the way you get things done is you set a goal and then you just tirelessly work at it each and every day. So, you go to Tallahassee being an outsider, which I am, but you learn how to work with people up there. It's a different system. But look, the things I worked on my first session, I got done. My second session, I got done. I'm confident that the legislature will go along with me, the things I believe in this year, because they're the right things. $2,500 teacher pay raise, get rid of the sales tax on manufacturing equipment so we have more manufacturing jobs.
Recently, we've had this investigation revealed into internet cafes posing as a veterans charity and fronting illegal gambling operations that felled your Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll had done consulting work. Did you know that this was such a big problem, internet cafes, illegal gambling?
We know that, here's a company that was engaged in criminal conspiracy. Law enforcement kept me informed as they were doing this investigation. Now what we have to look at is we have to look at what's happened there, and we have to really, at the legislature, really needs to look at this and have all options on the table. Because, look, we want to live in a safe environment where people are complying with the law. We're at a 41-year low in our crime rate. Our police chiefs, our sheriffs, Department of Corrections, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, they're doing a good job. We want to live in a safe society that people are complying with the law.
How do you choose a lieutenant governor? What do you look for?
Well, as you know, I'm not going to start on this until after the session. Right now, I'm focused on my two priorities, the teacher pay raise and the sales tax elimination for manufacturing equipment. But I'll go through a process and pick somebody that are the most qualified to be governor. If I'm not here, I want somebody to make sure that they're going to do a great job and do what I do every day. Say, how do we make sure every Floridian who wants a job can get one? How do we make sure children can get a great education?
Unemployment rate has dropped since you've been governor by dramatically. And now we've got the real estate market maybe on the mend, sort of still foreclosures making an issue obviously, in Tallahassee. We've heard legislators talking about priorities for those facing foreclosure. What are the most important economic issues facing the state for the next 2 years?
We've got to continue to make sure everybody that wants a job can have one. I mean, as you know, we've had great progress going from losing 800,000 jobs in 4 years to gaining almost 300,000 jobs in 2 years. So that's a real positive. Unemployment's the second biggest drop in the country of any state in the country. So that's a real positive. We have to keep it up. I've eliminated 2,300 regulations, streamlined the permitting process, attracted businesses. People are moving here. Home prices are up. Home sales are up. 5-year high in consumer confidence, 5-year low on houses on the market. But we have to keep working at it. I want every Floridian who wants a job to have one.
All right. These are questions from our Twitter folks. Franklin asks, where do you stand on the president's ban on guns?
Well, as you know, I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment. So I believe in the Second Amendment. And, it's as simple as that.
Rusty asks about affordable property insurance and reducing the costs of citizens' policies.
Absolutely. Well, here's what I've done. I've tried to bring in other insurance companies because typically in a market, if you have more competition, you can control the price of things, and hopefully they'll come down. I've asked for citizens to go back and say, why did they give these pay raises that they gave? Why do they have a travel policy that allows people to spend more money than if you're a state worker that you could spend? Why do they reimburse for alcohol? Why did they get rid of their Office of Corporate Integrity? We need to have an inspector general. We need to have a clearinghouse. We need to make sure if you're a citizens policyholder, you know the risk of the assessment that you have. You need to know citizens is financed in a way that if there is a hurricane that they can pay.
Steve asks, wants me to ask you about the texting and driving bill, and will it pass this year?
Well,
and will you sign it if it
yep,
does?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the legislature is going to do, but I'm a father, and I know the risk of texting. I now have one grandson. I'm going to have two more grandchildren this year, grandsons this year. So it's clearly an issue that I'm hopeful the legislature will do the right thing.
And Johnny asks, why did he not decide to set education funding as major part of your agenda earlier in your term?
Well, as you know, I walked in with a $3.7 billion budget deficit. You have to balance a budget. I've done that. And my second year, even though, I had a budget deficit, by then I figured out how to save money in other areas. We increased funding for K-12 $1 billion last year. I'm proposing a $1.25 billion increase this year with, as part of that, the $2,500 per classroom teacher pay raise.
And someone identifying themselves on Twitter as Alchemist Brew asks, what actions are being taken to ensure voting is accessible and efficient for all Floridians?
Well, as you know, I ask our Secretary of State to sit down with every supervisor of elections, because in some counties, including Miami-Dade, you had long lines. And I said, we came back and said, these are the things we need to work on. One, the length of the ballot. Two, the size of the polling stations. All right. Three, the number of days. And so that's what, and I came out and said, look, those are the issues I want to do. I want to increase the number of days. I want to allow the supervisors the flexibility to have voting the Sunday before the Tuesday election. And I know the House and Senate are both working on that.
Governor Scott, and by the way, you're active on Twitter as well, FL Gov Scott. It's good to see you. Thanks very much for your time.
It's great to be here. Good luck with your new location.